This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The presidential campaign of Republican Mitt Romney surged ahead of President Barack Obama last month in the race for cash. But while President Obama continued to get more money from small donors, those who give $200 or less, Mr. Romney showed new strength there, too. And big donors have enabled Mr. Romney to quickly build a strong cash reserve. NPR's Peter Overby read the latest disclosure filings last night and has this report.
At first glance, it seems that President Obama has a nice cushion of cash. Obama for America, his campaign committee, reported almost $98 million cash on hand, compared to less than $23 million in the kitty at Romney for President. But that's not the whole story. Spending far outstripped fundraising last month on the Obama campaign, according to monthly reports filed yesterday with the Federal Election Commission. At the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, Bob Biersack compares 2012 with the contest 4 years ago between Mr. Obama and Senator John McCain.
The Obama campaign's about $42.5 million behind where they were at the same time in 2008. Romney's about $12.5 million ahead of where McCain was through June of 2008.
And the trend is even more dramatic when you look across the breadth of the Obama and Romney organizations. Financially speaking, a presidential campaign is a complex thing. The money flows through a candidate committee, a national party committee, and ad hoc accounts called joint fundraising committees. FEC records show that Romney, working through his joint fundraising committee, has swept up huge sums of cash since early April when he locked up the Republican nomination. The result, an NPR analysis, shows that Romney finished June with $23 million more cash on hand than President Obama. Again, Bob Biersack.
There's been a lot of growth in the Romney campaign as the nomination got settled, and it's coming in lots of different directions, both from big donors through the joint committees, but also in small contributions, too.
On the most visible battlefront, television, the Obama campaign outspent Romney last month $38 million to $10 million. Just one example, the Obama campaign gave Iowa voters its interpretation of Romney's career as a venture capitalist.
Does Iowa really want an outsourcer-in-chief in the White House?
Romney's campaign has done little on TV to answer the charges. This week, speaking to a reporter from the Toledo Blade, Romney essentially pleaded poverty. He said his campaign has spent most of its available cash in the primaries, and some of the reserves are dollars that legally cannot be spent till the fall campaign. But Romney has friends coming to help. The Crossroads Organization, co-founded by GOP consultant Karl Rove, spent $7.3 million last month on ads against President Obama. They came from the so-called social welfare wing of the organization, Crossroads GPS, where the donors' names are kept secret. Then last week, the super PAC side of the organization, American Crossroads, launched a $9 million wave of ads attacking the president for attacking Romney.
What happened to Barack Obama? The press and even Democrats say his attacks on...
Stephen Law is the president of both groups.
We saw an opportunity not just to defend Mitt Romney, but also to start to drive home a new narrative.
And that narrative questions the character of President Obama.
Not just that President Obama hasn't done the job that people had hoped on the economy, but he hasn't been the kind of leader that people had hoped when they voted for him.
Meanwhile, another super PAC supporting Romney had its best fundraising month ever. Restore Our Future, which is run by several former Romney aides, reported raising nearly $21 million. $10 million of it came from casino magnate Sheldon Adelson and his wife Miriam. Also giving $1 million or more, Texas home builder Bob Perry and Florida energy billionaire Bill Koch. Earlier this year, Restore Our Future spent $42 million demolishing Romney's opponents in the primaries. Now it has nearly $22 million in the bank, ready for the general election campaign. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.